seems like last year your team was kind of on the short end of the stick. Just talk about what it feels like to pull out a close one like this.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you took the words right out of my mouth in the press conference. I said that, you know, last year it seemed like there were so many times that we had to learn a tough lesson after a loss. And today I feel like we could learn a tough lesson after a win. You know, so it was good for us to be able to do that. But, we played very well in the first half defensively and really limited them and took away some of the things that we knew they liked to do. And then in the second half, we came out with really, really bad energy. We just did not, we weren't as focused, we weren't concentrating, we weren't as intense as we needed to be defensively. And that led us into a dogfight the rest of the game, and then that kind of set the tone for us the rest of the game.
High Point seemed to be, I mean, they're physical all the way through. It seemed like they were trying to get under the skin of your guys early with some chippy play. I know a flagrant foul was called. Just talk about how you calmed the team down and just made sure that that didn't get away from your team.
Well, we had actually talked about it before coming into tonight, that they had played five games and that they had put their opponent on the free throw line over 50 times more than what they had been to the free throw line. So we knew they were a very physical team. By the way, I say that with admiration. They play really, really hard. It's a tough group. I really like the way they play. And so there's no question. I mean, that's their game. And we told our kids at halftime, as well as really about probably with about 6 minutes to go in the first half, I said, remember, you know, we told you they were going to foul a lot, and we're going to go to the free throw line, and this is the way it's going to be all night long. You're going to have to stay tough. And unfortunately for us, we did not do a great job in the second half. We finally picked it up a little bit in the last, I think, 10 minutes, that we got ourselves into a little bit of foul trouble, and they put us back on our heels a little bit. Except that first 4 minutes of the second half set the tone. We were very fortunate to get away with the win, made just enough plays.
You talked about in the pregame about turnovers and the importance of limiting turnovers. You had 18, particularly in the second half, maybe some costly ones or potentially costly ones. How did your team weather that storm?
Well, not very well. You know, that's a great point, and not very well. I mean, we had talked about limiting turnovers. The crazy thing about it was that most of them came against their zone. Not against man-to-man. We knew they were a very aggressive man-to-man team. Got themselves into a little bit of foul trouble. So I think that might have been part of what made them go zone. The other part might just simply have been the fact that they were down 12 and wanted to do something different. But that zone made us passive. And we were content to pass the ball around the perimeter. We didn't get the ball inside. When we did, and the ball hit the high post, we were able to get some good shots. But our guard play has got to get a lot better against the zone. And I'm not talking about making shots. I'm talking about penetrating, getting into gaps, making two people come and guard you. We can't be scared to do that because the zone will collapse when that happens. And when that happens, then we're going to have passes out to the perimeter for open shots.
Final question. You had a tough schedule before the Thanksgiving break, and now you got another short turnaround. How does the team respond to such a short turnaround, and then you got to go out to Michigan?
Yeah, I think this would be the easy part. You know, we played five games in 9 days, and I think that having a full day to prepare as opposed to less than 24 hours or 24 hours to prepare like we did down in South Florida, that won't be as hard. Now, physically, we had to put out some energy tonight, and we play at 2 on Saturday, so that may be a little more difficult for us to physically recover. But I think we'll respond fine, and then it won't be a physical day tomorrow. It'll be a lot of film and preparing, understanding what Oakland is and who they are and how they want to do things, and then we'll have to do similar practices on Sunday and Monday, getting ready for Michigan on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.